Chazanish in Perek Aleph, Oisir Gimel, he discussing Shurish Tikkun Amidos with Sur Mira. Says the Chazanish that the root of all Tikkun Amidos is Sur Mira. Sur Mira, as opposed to Asay Toiv, as he says, V'noichle la'odam la'kayim Asay Toiv av minakoshi hu la'kayim Sur Mira. It's easy for a person, or easier for a person to be Mekayim Asay Toiv, but the difficulty is the Sur Mira. That's Be'etzim what Rishos Lanta says, that it's easier to learn Gan Shas than to change one negative Midah. That's Gan Shas is Asay Toiv. You could do a tremendous amount of Asay Toiv, but a little bit of Sur Mira, the Hainu, to change a person's Midah, that's difficulty. That's real difficulty. And Be'etzim, the Shurish Tikkun Amidos is the Sur Mira, not the Asay Toiv, as he says. Where is that? That's the Goyin. The Goyin says, Ha'chazik B'Mutzar, Al Terach, Nitzra, Kihi Chayecho. So what does that mean? He says, his lashon is, Ki Masha Odom Chai, Kudei Lishbur, Masha Lo Yishover, Adheino Itamino. He says that a person lives for the sole purpose of breaking the Midas that he hasn't yet broken. In other words, changing his Midas. That's the Shurish, that's life. And if he's not mischazik that, he says, Lama Lo Yichayim, that's Nitzra, Kihi Chayecho. That is the purpose of ourselves, is to be medam at Ribbono Shel Olam, mahu achato, and that comes through Tikkun Amidos, and that's the difficulty. The Asay Toiv, that's relatively easy. And he continues, and he says, Yesh min ha'ishim, sheim oimdim hochin rimsor sheiris koichem latevet u'rosam, liyochur litzibur, v'im kabdanim biyoter. There are certain people that they stand ready to give the last ounce of strength for the good of somebody else, whether it's an individual, whether it's a tzibur. And nevertheless, they're kabdanim biyoter, extremely short-tempered. They have extremely easily angry. Ukasher poga v'hem odem b'dibur akal. When a person offends them with a slight slip of his tongue, he miskatzvim ketzev chadal matzor. They explode in uncontrollable anger. V'yadeim kalis l'chalik ma'alum esretach. And their hands are quick to dispense even deadly, fatal blows they're willing to dispense. V'oi lo'i l'mi shepoga b'hem. And woe unto the person that offends them. Now this is a person that it's very possible that he does tremendous things. He founds organizations. And he has a... But in between is... When it comes to the interpersonal relationships of one-on-one, and it's not in the limelight, and people don't know about it, then he's willing to, he loses all boundaries. And he says, "E'efsher lirchosh kavod shevach v'tila lo'isik b'tzarchei tzibur alazeh." It's not possible to really respect and to praise such a person who is oisik b'tzarchei tzibur in such a fashion. Because this fellow has not worked on being Mitzakhan's meetings. Vasganusai, and his work with the public is tivis. That's natural. So his ability, that's his Asay Toiv. His Asay Toiv. A lot of people have an easy Asay Toiv. But he hasn't worked at all on himself. He hasn't worked. Yes, there are people that naturally they have tendencies towards chesed, towards these things. But it doesn't mean that it's something that they actually worked on. Not something that they actually come to them naturally, but they're shkoyach. However, the real avoda is the Sur Mira. The real avoda is the Tikkun Amidos. This person, his askanusa, his tivis, his work with the public is natural. Sheahubalay hayetziro hanasas ayodei. He finds much satisfaction and he loves that what he creates. In other words, his organization. Valaroyv neimalay artzar kinenes bleiv komakirav. And generally, He finds it very pleasant, all the admiration that he gets from all of his friends and neighbors and acquaintances. V'omnom, and indeed, habriyas nenen mimenu. The truth is that people have, they are nene from this fellow. Omnom, however, umuhulal mishubach v'bechinat ha'tehila v'ashevach haniten l'chifet ha'segula v'unechat ikarach. However, he is like an inanimate object. An inanimate object is something which is, if it's very valuable, then you praise it, and it's worth a lot.
But even though it's worth praiseworthy, however, it doesn't really deserve the praise in and of itself. That's the way that it was created. this fellow as well, his askonus is tivis, it's natural to him. It comes natural to him, something which comes natural to him, he doesn't really deserve praise for. When does a person deserve to be praised? Avol mahalal ish besichlei. A person deserves to be praised with his seichel, when he uses his intellect, and that is v'sed tigmul ha-chochom sha'omal b'shlitas ha-nefesh ha-netiris ruchay b'tivoy. This is the reward that a wise man gets who toiled in allowing his nefesh to be shalit, to rule over his tendencies of his teva. Al yisal ha-chochom b'chochmasoy, al yisal ha-gibor b'girosoy, that's mahalal ish besichloi. Haskel, if it's done with his seichel, if his seichel, his intellect is surely over his taivis, over his netiyos, that is when a person deserves praise. Lo yishalal by gever al tnuois of hativis. Person doesn't get praised for his natural movements, and those natural tendencies. Like one of my rebbeim used to say, you don't get a medal for wearing pants. Something that you do naturally, that you don't deserve any praise for that. Now the Chazon Ish relates the story, and he says as follows: Ma'ase b'chassid echad shehizmin areich l'sedetz l'b'shabbes. It was once a chassid who invited a guest to eat the suda by him on Shabbos. U'be'basik v'areichinu b'libom kabbalas p'nei areich, and his entire family was already prepared and emotionally prepared to have this guest. They were hyped up. Ki gam b'nei beisai, all of us are him. Because even also, in addition to himself, his family members loved having guests. V'amnam, however, vos geshen, what happened Friday night? Amachalikas arachim le'yoda mehazman osar shel achasid. The gabbai in shul did not know that this fellow was invited to the chasid's house. And he was the one that's mechalik as arachim. He was the one that was setting up all the guests. And the gabbai sent this guest who had already been invited to the chassid's house. He sent it lasher hechen loy to somebody else's house that we prepared for him. However, when the chassid came home Friday night from shul, he did not find the guest. The guest had already gone to somebody else who the gabbai had sent him to. He came home by himself without the guest. However, when the family members heard that he came home by himself without his friend, without the guest, they were very dejected. They were very upset. What did the chassid say to them? Don't be upset. A guest is not a possession that you do business with him. My worry is that this guest should have what he needs. He should have a suda for Shabbos. However, it's the same to me whether he got the teiva from me or he got it from somebody else. In other words, the inyan of the chesed that I wanted to do to this fellow is to be mamale chesaron that he had. He needed something, I wanted to be able to help him. As long as somebody else helps him, then in echanami, that's fine. Now, the Olam has a lot of difficulty with this. What does this mean? We know that Avram Avinu was the amud chesed, and he did chesed l'shem chesed, not because lav dafka, because somebody had asked for something, lav dafka, because somebody needed something. Chesed just to be shoyfeya and be mesdame to the Ribbono shel Olam, who created the world solely for the purpose of doing chesed. Olam chesed Ribbono, Kadosh Baruch Hu created the chesed, choy katoiv lehitiv. He created the world to be meitiv, so too we want to be meitiv. There was nobody that needed that before Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world, but there's an to be meitiv, pasha to be meitiv, there's an in of doing chesed, l'chera. We can very well understand this family who was dejected. They were disappointed. They had wanted to do chesed, and now there was this opportunity was taken from them. So l'chera and l'chanami, the Chazon Ish is not coming lafuke from such feelings. However, what he is coming lafuke is from the feelings of feeling disappointed that somebody else took your mitzvah. That's more that it seems was the issue over here. Somebody else took the mitzvah. Like somebody gave me a mashal for this. He says, imagine that somebody works with Hatzalah. He gets a phone call. Some Rechman and son, somebody had a heart attack. He jumps onto his tustus, and he goes flying. And there's somebody else flying there before him. The other person gets there before him, 5 seconds before him. And he whips out his defibrillator, and he resuscitates the fellow. And Baruch Hashem, he's alive. His heart starts beating again, he's alive. So the second guy that comes, is he dejected? I wish I was the one that saved his life. So some people, yeah, in the Hanami, they could check up another one. Look how many people I saved. That's Hatzalah. Or Baruch Hashem, that somebody saved this person's life. He needed something. He was in a very desperate situation. He had a heart attack and he needed somebody to help him desperately. And Baruch Hashem, somebody helped him. It makes a difference. Achasilim kibul zemi many mizilasi. Baruch Hashem. I work for Hatzalah. I'm trying to help people that they should have what they need to stay alive, to be healthy, v'chulu. Somebody else was able to do it? Terrific. Matei v'manayim. Al the mitzvah itself, in echanami l'chor, if a person doesn't get the mitzvah, he's an honest, and he gets a choshev lei ki'ilu kimoi. The problem is when a person has the feeling of, somebody took away my chesed. Somebody took away my chesed, and I wanted to do it. That's really what he continues, and he says, "Le'kein menas chalkum shel dalas sa'am." This is not the portion. This is not the way that many of the ordinary people think. Imu oyev lasis toif lo'yimena mimenu tzaras ayin ve'indaiten echaliris acherim bimalachtoi. If a person loves to do, one of these ordinary fellows who loves to do chesed, he will not refrain from having a tzaras ayin, from feeling bad ve'indaiten eche, and he's not so happy to see other people being Isaac b'malachtoi. Like I once heard, somebody told me he worked somewhere in a certain community, I don't even know who and what, but he was just telling me that he was involved in a certain chesed organization, or certain, and he was speaking to somebody there, and somebody, I think, in a countrywide position. And the person told him, he said, you just have to realize that there's somebody there in your community who, he thinks that he has the monopoly on chesed. He's got the monopoly on chesed in the community. You want to do any chesed you want to do, it's got to go through him. It's got to pass through him to make sure he's the one that's in charge of the chesed. So that's exactly what the chazanish is coming to fuke. That's not why we're here. We're not here to have the monopoly on chesed. We're here to be mizdamat Rebbeinu Shlalom. And if somebody else does the chesed, somebody else does the chesed. Don't feel bad that, this is somebody took my chesed. That's how sometimes a person feels when he has the netiyah to do chesed, and this is his natural thing, and he hasn't worked on his midos. So he's upset to see somebody else taking his chesed. The real avoido, says the Chazon Ish, is the sur meira. It's not just the asei toiv. It's not the asei toiv. A lot of people have tendencies. It's very easy to do asei toiv. The sur meira, that's what's really difficult. And this is really something, this is an akuda which applies in many different aspects. It's not just benegia to chesed, it's benegia to yeshivas, it's benegia to communities, it's benegia to a lot of different aspects of, it used to be in pre-war yeshivas, they would send, some of the Rosh Yeshivas would send their best bachrim to start other yeshivas, to be mechazik other yeshivas. They would give away, most people, they want their yeshiva to be the best yeshiva. To be able to give up from your yeshiva, for the sake of Klal Yisrael, like we found by Blazer Yudel, will do this all the time. Didn't make a difference to him what bacher came to him. A bacher needed help. A bacher, he would give money to any bacher from any yeshiva that said Mishlekel Torah. He wants to be Mayor B'Torah. Machlash says it doesn't make a difference what yeshiva the person's coming from, what yeshiva, if it's his yeshiva, somebody else's yeshiva. To be Mayor B'Torah, to Mechazik Torah, to start another yeshiva, you send your own bacher to somewhere else, start a chabura somewhere else. That's how the Gedolim did it. When you're working for the Ribbono Shel Olam and you've worked on your midos, then you take yourself out of the picture. You take yourself out of the picture and you're able to help for the L'teva Tzarilim. Happens in communities also. To be able to delegate jobs, to give out jobs to other people and let them do it. It doesn't have to be that you're in the shul, it's one person that does everything. No, fuck it. It's better for the shul, it's better for the people themselves, it's better for the community, that everybody, there's a bunch of different people that are involved. To be able to give out positions, to be able to, there's a story from Noach that I saw, from Noach Weinberg. He had the world's biggest organization for Kiruv, Lechura, Pashtus. And he had one time he tried to get a letter from one of the Gedolei Ador about getting people to get involved in Kiruv. And he tried and he tried and he tried, he wasn't Matzliach. Bekitzer, at one point, after a number of years, a different organization was Matzliach to get such a letter from the Gedolei Ador. And when Reb Noach saw that, he says, wow, I've been trying to get such a letter for years, I wasn't able to. Baruch Hashem, you got the letter, I'm here to help you with whatever you could. I'm here to do, not his organization, their organization, I'll do whatever you need. And Rav Volba once, he wanted to start a Baal Tshuva yeshiva, he'd raised money for it, and then he met somebody that was interested in doing the same thing, he gave all the money, took all the money, gave it to him, you start the yeshiva. Give it over, terrific, it doesn't have to be... It doesn't have to be me, I'm not the monopoly on Kiruv, I'm not the monopoly on Chesed, I'm not the monopoly on the community, Gabois, there's what for everybody to do. That's the real avoida here. It's not just the Asei Toiv, which very often comes natural, it's more defined by the Sur Meirah.